G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, December 29. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual is Joel Marshall. And Joel, the main action on Saturday, without a doubt, is at Durbin. We've had the very successful return to Eagle Farm. Now we go back to Durbin for the Magic Millions preview race day, 2 weeks out from the Millions. And as I've noted in Winning Post and Best Bets this week last year, this meeting did produce some pretty good form on Magic Millions Day.
Yeah, really looking forward to Saturday. As you said, Magic Millions preview day, wildcard places up for grabs for the big ones in a fortnight's time. And we've got a bit of black type as well, four stakes races, two-year-old race, the McLaughlin Stakes, big interest surrounding that with the Spruik for Tony McAvoy's unraced one, Just Serene. So that's going to cause plenty of interest there in race five, and most of the fields have got plenty of depth to them, as you'd expect.
All right, and that certainly applies to the first of the black type races. That's race four, Magic Millions Falvalong Quality, listed event over 1110 metres, with at this stage a full field of 16 to face the starter.
Yeah, keen on number two, Tactical Advantage here. He's won at Doomben before. He won two on the trot in Sydney, struck a heavy track in the Group 2 Sydney Stakes, ran fourth, and then ran well last time, giving significant weight to the winner. Looks well placed with 57 kilos. He gets a big weight turnaround on Isaurian for having beaten him home at their last clash. Isaurian I've got in for second. I think he's the main danger, but I think at the weights, Tactical Advantage probably has him covered. Both are drawn awkwardly, so that could come... play into whoever gets the right sort of run. If one of them's trapped wide, well, I guess the other one could win. But they're the main two, I reckon. Six Irish Constabulary, the old boy, lightly raced, 10-year-old, but he's in good form this prep. And 17 I am Queen. If she gets a run, she's in next best. She's a handy mare, probably a bit underrated too.
As you mentioned, race five is the Magic Millions BJ McLaughlin Stakes, 1200 for two-year-olds. Group three, worth 200,000. There's five winners in the field of 14, including a couple of last start winners, both of them, in fact, unbeaten. But as you mentioned, a fairly warm favourite here who we haven't yet seen.
Yeah, Just Serene, the only unraced runner, due to run at Doomben, at Eagle Farm, last week. That was the preferred kickoff point, but was made emergency, didn't get a run. Reported to have won a jump out at Eagle Farm, and there was a text message doing the rounds last week. Don't know where it came from, but it suggested that this was better than Sunlight, so I guess that's why it's 50s into about 6s for the Magic Millions and hasn't raced. She's going to have to win, I would have thought, on Saturday. She's going to have to win to get into the race anyway. So, look, I've got it for second. I think number five, Rome's a good measuring stick. He got back from a wide draw, hit the line well for fourth in the Breeders' Plate. That was the race dubious one. We saw him win last week, and he's a Magic Millions player. Rome's trialled well, and barrier one Saturday. So I'll put him on top from the 14. One Sun City, the other McAvoy runner. Two starts, 2 seconds, and 11. In for fourth, Divine Factor. Tough to back up off the debut last week, but she's another one that's been spruiked in early betting for the Millions, and she ran really well behind dubious. So if she can back up, then she's got to have a case.
Race 6 at Doomben on Saturday, Magic Millions Vaux Rogue Plate, 1300 for 3-year-olds at Group 3 level. Winner last year went on to win the Magic Millions Guineas.
Pirata, yeah. Outback Barbie is going to be the favourite this year, and she's going to take a stack of beating. I guess gate 14 of 14 has just thrown the race open a little bit. And you're getting, $3.80? You'd probably be getting $2.80 had she drawn well. I think if she gets any luck, she's the one to beat. She was excellent first up, chased her stablemate Zeus Style. Second up, he's gone to the paddock, leaves this race open for her. 12, Light Up the Room, the stablemate. She's had the benefit of a couple of 1350 metre runs. Up a little bit in class, but drawn well, and I just think that experience over this distance will help. 12, Light is Persuader, who I've got in for second. The Mick Price-trained filly who won in Victoria, won a stakes race at Sandown. Light Up the Room in for third, number 11. And for fourth, number 10, Malahide at big odds. Don't think we've seen the best of her yet this time in. She can improve. So that's 6, 12, 11, 10.
Okay, well, that was the first leg of the quaddy. The second leg, not technically a black type race, but certainly still intriguing. Magic Millions, the Buffering, is race 7, 13. 50, it is worth 150,000. And wildcard for the Magic Millions Cup here, John?
Yeah, number four, Victorum. He's going to start very short. He's opened about even money. box seated, which is the closest sort of we've ever seen him settle last time in the Loch Nay, and just used a brilliant turn of foot to put a gap on his rivals, drawn well again. He's going to be very hard to beat. Six flow, I think if there's a danger, it's probably him. He goes well fresh. 1350's a definite tick for him first up. One most important, bit of a weight turnaround on Victorum and a better gait, so he can bridge the gap somewhat, and two Monsieur Gustave will go forward. He's next in.
And race 8 at Doomben on Saturday is the Magic Millions Burnborough Handicap 1600. Just a listed race, but this one is worth 300,000, and we've got 15 to start.
Nine Goulwar for me, for James Cummings. His first two runs back were excellent with big weights. They had a go at the Villiers with the light weight, and he just found wanting a little bit there, but wasn't disgraced. Finished sixth, and on the minimum here, just looks his right sort of level. Two Coldstones, produced two really good runs since joining Tony Gollan. 14 Bluebrook, up in distance, down in weight, can improve third up, and five Prioritise, next best.
And finally, race 9 at Doomben on Saturday, Magic Millions Nudgy Stakes for the fillies and mares listed over 1200.
Yeah, tricky race, as most of these mares races are. Invincible is the class, number one. She's going to need a little bit of luck. I've gone with 17 Manicure. Godolphin have three runners. She's a real talent. We didn't see her win during the autumn, but she ran three good races, including a very close second in the PJ Bell to Hootson. Problem Solver was third. She's won the Wyong Magic Millions since, and of course we know how good Hootson is. Manicure came from the outside barrier and ran really well in that race, and she backed it up with another good effort. After that, she's trialled well. She's on top for me from one Invincibella, three Jorda, and 12 Femme Fireball. Just going to need a bit of luck from that gate, but she's going well.
Alrighty, to recall your more Manicure, in fact, was your value bet, race 9, number 17, and your best comes up earlier in the program, race 4, number 2, Tactical Advantage.
That it is, and we have spoken about him early. Race 2, number 9, Akage. I did make my roughy for the winning post, and look, she's 20 to 1. She's won her last two. Tough race, this provincial series final. A lot of different form lines, but just an informed mare. She's won 5 from 16, I think, and she's 20 to 1, so worth a little look.
They are racing at the Valley in Melbourne on Saturday, Joel, and you get your best in value bets out of the way fairly early in the card.
Yeah, not a meeting I'm sort of overly confident about, but I've gone JJ Dar as my best. Race 3, number 5, created a good impression winning at the track on debut, tipped out and caught the eye running on strongly at Sandown first up. And my value bet is Soul Star, resuming from a spell. Race 4, number 7, didn't have much go right at her first couple of runs last prep. She's going to need a bit of luck, drawn 12 of 13 over the 1,000 metres, but well in at the claim. And I think if Crack the Code isn't sort of fully wound up, then I think Soul Star's the one, but I am worried about Crack the Code. I think she's got plenty of upside.
Yeah, well, my roughie is in that same race as well, and that is number 11, Swizzle Sticks. Racing well this campaign, Linda Meach on fire, my best, which I'm pleased to see that you are backing up here, Joel, and that is the Japanese Import, race 5, number 5, Crimson Tears, should make it 3 from 3 this time in. Randwick, we are racing at Randwick. We have a listed race, formerly known as the Canterbury Classic, now the Christmas Classic. 1200 metre listed event, and Elise takes on the finally back in form Fell Swoop.
Yeah, well, we get to see a Group 1 class mare here, Elise, and, well, up against a Group 1 class sprinter when he's right, Fell Swoop, and as you said, back in winning form. I've gone with Elise, first up from a bleeding ban. She was being prepped for a spring campaign, and she had a bleed during track work. So, look, we haven't seen her since the autumn. That was a Group 1 win in the Queen of the Turf. We know how good she is. I think she can carry that weight and win. Nine Savan also entered for the last race, but with the light weight can be dangerous, as can eight Problem Solver, and I've thrown two, Fell Swoop in for fourth. My best for Randwick is Mr. Songman. Race 4, number 3, two runs since leaving Tassie, joining the Waterhouse Spot team. Both runs have been really good. I just see him dominating at 1400, getting to the front. He's run that trip before. Both runs this prep have been 1100, and he's battled on well, but I just think he can dominate this race third up. Be very hard to catch. And race 8 is my value bet. Number 6, Southern Lad. Bit of depth to this race, but I like him each way. He's won 3 from 6. He's coming along really well. Strong winner at Canterbury last start. Form lines have held up. Does need to improve to measure up to the likes of Deprive, who's going to be hard to beat, but I think Southern Lad's building a nice record.
All right, they are racing once again on the course proper at Morphettville on Saturday. James Jordan has three gems for us. Race two, number four, Argus. Expected to come home over the top once again as per last start with Jamie Carr on board. Race three, number two, Darren Weir trained Yulong September. Only seen one eye-catching win on debut. Really motored late, extra distance up to 15.29 here. Should suit him, can sit back and round them up. And James Jordan's best on the card. Race eight, number two, Pretty Glass. Gets out to a preferred distance now, also 15.29. Did win over 1,200 last start, mind you, but is progressive. Should handle this lot with Emily Finnegan on board, according to James Jordan. That is race eight, number two, Pretty Glass. Earlier, oh no, we haven't got to Ascot, where there is a stakes race. It is a Perth Cup lead-up race. It is race five, the ATA Stakes. It's over 2,200 metres. And action is heavily favoured by the punters, although Mississippi Delta is up against Mississippi Delta. Also, G&A Williams train and Bob Peters owns. I think we'll find that action will start favourite with Willie Pike
chosen
aboard.
Action. Yeah. He's chosen action. And it was announced earlier in the week that Galaxy Star was going to be put in the paddock and miss the Perth Cup. She was the favourite, and I think in the days leading up to that announcement, action was like 20s into 450, so it was probably known that Galaxy Star was going to go to the paddock. And action I think is favourite for the Perth Cup, and well, Pike's taken the mount, so he'll be hard to beat Saturday.
Does he get a penalty for winning this? Or
Good question. No, not,
I suppose they don't.
Not 100% sure.
Have they even done the weights? Do they do the weights for the Perth Cup?
Yeah, they were released early this week.
Oh, okay. So well, he probably does get a penalty.
He may well do.
That is worth thinking about. So that's Ascot. BJ Ryan hasn't actually given us his best and value, but action and Send My Love was the value bet. That is race 8, number 15. Unlucky first up, expected to bounce back. Now, earlier in the day, we are racing at Matamata and a track I've never heard of before, Joel, Stratford.
Yeah, Stratford, they don't have many meetings. I think they have a traditional New Year's, sort of a one meeting around the New Year's meeting. I know my father used to attend that meeting back in the day, but one of the smaller tracks in New Zealand. Matamata is the main meeting on Saturday, but no black tight racing at either venue. General Sherman's my best at Matamata, race 8, number 4. Fitter for two runs back from a spell, had no luck second up. That was at 2,000 metres. He'll be fitter for that run under the belt. Leithinus Sticks will be hard to beat. My value is Joyanna. Race 6, number 3, just over-raced a bit in front. First up off a near 12-month break and just knocked up late. She's much better than that. Bit of a field this. It's only a rating 82 benchmark, but pretty competitive race. She needs to improve, but I think she can. She is much better than she showed first up. And at Stratford, my best is La La Land, race 5, number 3, and my value is Red Rascal, race 6, number 8.
All right, that wraps up a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. Don't forget to pick up your winning post. It will be in the shops, along with your best bets, all going to plan. First thing on Friday morning, depending on where you are, well, winning post should pretty much be everywhere it goes on Friday morning. I think if you normally get your best bets on a Friday, you will be getting it on a Saturday this week, for which we apologise. Couldn't do anything about it. Moonee Valley and Randwick both accepting on Thursday as opposed to the usual Wednesday, so that did delay the production of best bets by a day. Best $20 bet for the weekend. Joel, I went back off the boil last week, but I'll be back on this week. Race 5, number 5, Crimson Tears.
I'll go Randwick. Race 4, number 3, Mr. Songman.
Okay, mine was at the Valley, and if anyone's down at Stony Creek on Saturday, I'll probably see you there. Meanwhile, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.